welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 294. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Diarrhea Planet. That song is called Baby Head, and it's on the album I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams that came out back in last August, 2013, on Infinity Cat. The band has a new album, or I guess a new EP, coming out real soon, and hopefully I'll be able to feature that on the podcast, because I'm a very big fan of that album, and I'm not sure exactly why it took me so long to discover that one, but I'm glad I did. Some great pop punk, some power pop in there. That song there just kind of screaming that 70s sound that I enjoy so much. Well, as you can tell, I am back in Kansas City for the Labor Day holiday. I'll be flying back out to New Hampshire again later tonight, but I do have time to record here in my home studio, giving you that fidelity that I know you crave. Coming up next, I've got a track from the God Help the Girl soundtrack. That movie opens various places over the next month or so, so I'm hoping I get to see it soon. This song is called I Dumped You First.
Hello, we are King James VI of Scotland. Actually, it's quite a good song, if we can play it. All I can hear is the bloody drums.
One fine day, I'm gonna leave this town. I'm gonna run with a deer. Gonna swim like a swimmy thing. I've had it with this. Girl, I've had it with you. At least look at me when I say that we're through. I did it, I dumped you first. No one could say that I got there last. It's been boring for ages. Now I'm turning the page. Let's be clear, I dumped you first. Look at me, I'm just a boy in the wood. And I loved your city for the way that it looked. And girl, I loved your body and I loved your hair. It's your gift to the world and it's a gift you should share. And I did it, I dumped you first. No one could say that I got there last. It's been boring for ages, now I'm turning the page. And let's be clear, I dumped you first. It's been mourned for ages, now I'm turning the page, and let's be clear, I dumped you first.
Accompany me down to the show. Watch all the actors land their very best roles. They're not that different from you or from me, but from the tiny rehearsals that are more plain to see. You'll neither sink nor swim. To hunt and gather is how we once were way back when.
Back. got it. Hands in your pockets. Timing is all that matters. Don't try to tempt me. I know it's tempting. That one can possibly matter. No one gets flattered. Trip and abruptly shatter. Simply amazing. There's nothing to faze me. Turn and suddenly turn to destroy all actors. System wonders. Time I've got is fading faster. Take me back. I'm home and gathered. No one knows their part until it is written in. I've got a lot to lose, not too much to win. I think you know it's true. Give it up. Tempting that one can't possibly matter.
Just fun there. That is Literature with the song The English Soft Hearts. That's on the band's album Chorus, which came out August 19th on Slumberland Records, band out of Philadelphia, PA. And they're currently on tour for about the next month, covering most of the United States, except for New England, so I won't be catching them this time around. Before that, we heard from Skinny Dipper with the song Landing. That's on the album Masks, which comes out September 8th on Olive Grove Records, a band and label based out of Glasgow. It's a big band. I don't know, 11 people, 19 people. Anybody with a string can join. Good stuff there. And we started things off with God Help the Girl with the song I Dumped You First. That is from the movie soundtrack. That is, of course, the movie of Stuart Murdoch from Belle and Sebastian. It does open soon, and it's playing in some cities now and some festivals, but that soundtrack out already on Milan Records. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Coming up next here, I've got a track from the Posies. This song is called I May Hate You Sometimes.
Or a complete accident. treat me like somebody special. I can't be everything to everybody. Could I at least be something to you?
I may hate you sometimes.
Man, that one just drives it home, doesn't it? That is the New Pornographers with the song Dance Hall Domine. That's on the band's new album, Brill Bruisers, which just came out August 25th on Matador Records. That song there written by A.C. Newman. That album is just fantastic, and there are three songs that are just mind-blowing, and that is my favorite of the lot. Hopefully it's something that you're into as well. Before that, we heard from the Posies with the song I May Hate You Sometimes, originally released on the band's 1988 debut Failure, and I just picked that up in a 2014 reissue, just came out August 19th on Omnivore Records, including some bonus tracks and some never-before-heard demos. Of course, Jonathan and Ken from the Posies still very much active with that project and in the Big Star project, continuing along with that one. I think they just played Bumbershoot last night with a whole lot of guests, including everyone from REM except for Michael. Steve Wynn and, I don't know, a bunch of guests joining them, playing the role of Alex Chilton, no doubt. Anyway, I guess we're out of time and out of music here, so let's wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 294. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information about the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets at Sid Much Rock. Let's see, looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up of interest. The Islands are playing the 2nd at the Riot Room. The Breeders play in the 3rd at the Record Bar, and the 4th is Members with a rare U.S. appearance at the Record Bar. Beach Buzz is the 5th at Sporting Park, and that's got Arctic Monkeys and Weezer and a bunch of other bands. Or Full of Hell is playing at the Art Closet if you like your things a little more intimate. On the 6th, part of the Crossroads Music Festival, lots of bands playing all over the place, but my money is on Onward Crispin Glover reuniting to play at the Mercy Seat stage, an outdoor stage right behind the Mercy Seat there by Czar Bar in the Crossroads District. Going to be a fantastic festival, and I'm so sad I'm missing the reunited Onward Crispin Glover. They're a big favorite of mine back around 2000 or so when the band were in their heyday. Looking forward from that, Doyle playing at the Riot Room on the 11th, Mud Honey the 13th at the Record, I'm sorry, at the Riot Room. Brewingers playing the 13th at the Brick. I think Schwervon is playing with that one as well, so a must-see local showcase there. The 15th, Skaters return to the Riot Room. 17th, Mineral reunited playing the Record Bar. I'm not sure how I'm going to miss that one. Maybe there's a date somewhere that I can make it to somewhere in the U.S. And the 21st, Spoon is playing at Liberty Hall. And there's lots of things after that. But that gives you 3 weeks out. That's enough to give you something to look forward to. Let's see. We're going to wrap things up here with one last song. This is by the pop group. I'm going to play a song called Colorblind. It's on the band's album We Are Time, which was usually released back in 79 or 80. It was the band's 3rd album, and it was just a compilation of early tracks, live demos, singles, things of that sort. I think the band only put out 2 real albums, and then this compilation, and then there's been a ton of retrospectives put out. And I think there's even a new one that's just coming out real soon, or just came out as well. So if you're not familiar with the pop group, Bristol band formed kind of in the first wave of punk, but were dissatisfied with how things were going. They saw the politics of the Clash and liked it, but didn't like where the Clash ended up. And they liked the chaos of the Sex Pistols, but thought they were just playing rock and roll a little bit faster, and that didn't amuse them. So they pushed punk further, being one of the originators of the post-punk sound, adding in a lot of chaos and noise, and some of it was pretty hard to listen to. The track I'm going to play is probably one of the most radio-friendly songs they ever recorded, but that's kind of where my tastes lie. A little chaos is good, a little too much gives me a headache. So anyway, just released on Freaks R Us, sometime recently, this 2014 reissue, originally from 1979 or maybe 1980, I don't remember exactly where. This is the pop group with Colorblind. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Ask him if he wanted to die. Secret impulses quivering, sexual spasms,
the intense can dance without moving. Make your cold heart open only to darkness. Blackness is light when you shine from sunlight. I am not haunted by the angel of indecision, calling me back from the past. Calling when I'm about to leave another man. All you dance can dance not moving. All you dance can dance not moving. All you dance can dance without moving. Can dance with ice. Only that can tell you the color of Christ. He died upon the flaming cross. The link is forever lost. While devils creep in a living hell of torment, stretched but not allowed to break, they were colorblind. Colorblind. Thank you.